thinking where, I mean, I understand what you're saying when we're in a collective environment here, or I'm by myself or what have you, but when I have, and I know I'm still kind of a fearful person, I'm working my way through that or trying to by attending these classes.
So is that, that's what we all doing?
Is, I still have, I mean, there's so much decision making that needs to go on.
Mm-hmm.
Can we really be in this level of consciousness and just move through life, no matter what obstacles are coming in front of us, physical obstacles that may do us damage?
Can we do what?
Well, like it mentions here about dealing and functioning in this world.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I feel I have a grasp of functioning in the spiritual world.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, things that are being said here is definitely right on the mark.
Mm-hmm.
But how does, I guess I have a split consciousness. I mean, I understand what's being explained here,
mm-hmm.
but there's still part of me that has to deal with self-preservation.
Okay, how is that somehow contradictory? How is that separate? How is dealing with self-preservation somehow different from what you're hearing?
Well, I'm glad we're having this conversation because mm-hmm. I may have answered my own question. As a rule, we either, one school of thought is pursue pleasure or run from fear.
Right.
And so with me driving, mm-hmm. getting over here, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, I realize that I might hit somebody, somebody might run into me, I might
right.
break the law, things like that.
Right.
So maybe I should view that as pursuing the pleasure of the journey to be here, and that my mind will automatically move me through this instead of being more fearful of reacting, saying, oops, that person moved out in front of me.
Right. That's the whole point, exactly.
Okay.
The whole point that's being made is it's about, okay, just think of it this way. This is me, this is the world.
Okay.
The thing that's between me and this world is the way I interpret it. And so, let's say a car did come over into my lane. The advantage of choosing for peace is, if I've got a mind that's accustomed to choosing for peace, then I would maintain an optimum state of consciousness to react as best I could in that situation, as well as be willing to hear my inner guidance about how to deal with that situation. So having more peace of mind would mean that I would be in my optimum state of awareness to deal with this car coming over into my lane. If the car is coming over into my lane and I'm full of fear, anger, hate, distrust, then I'm going to have a distorted perception and I probably will not react peacefully. Therefore, I will not be at maximum effectiveness to avoid the accident. So studying the course, for instance, it's not saying that you would not have situations at the level of the world that you would be dealing with every day, but what the course teaches you how to do is how to maintain your peace in any situation so that you could be in maximum operating effectiveness and also be at the level that you could hear your own inner guidance. That's why I try to make the differentiation with the course between this is not a manifestation class. You know, this is not, the course is not about how to manifest more money, how to manifest a soulmate, how to manifest the job you want, how to manifest the losing the 10 pounds and all that stuff. Even though one of the side effects I've noticed of doing the course is all those things seem to take care of themselves. But it's definitely not what the course is about. The Course in Miracles is about correcting perception. It's about giving us an interpretation of every situation that comes up in our lives that we will have maximum peace in our mind so that we'll be able to hear our guidance and act more effectively in any situation that comes up. The ego is about control. So the fearful part of the mind is always listening for how can I control outer people, situations, and circumstances so that they won't hurt me. So the fearful mind is always about control of the outer. The loving mind is about being able to see things so clearly that they can hear God's guidance and allow God to manifest through it. And the loving mind is also about having a vibration that doesn't even attract those things to it more and more and more. You find that the more peaceful you become within, the less you usually attract those things that do upset us. They'll start to drop away as you become more dedicated to your magnitude and not your littleness. But the hardest part is in the beginning, because in the beginning it sounds like you're telling yourself something that's impossible to achieve, because you're looking at your world through the eyes of fear, through the eyes of ego. And so when you're looking at it through the eyes of ego, it's like I'm looking at the world through red sunglasses. And somebody tells me that the world is purple, and I'm used to looking at it through red sunglasses, it's going to sound like that's crazy, because everywhere I look is red. But I don't realize that red is just the way I'm seeing things. I'm not my sunglasses. But now I think I am my sunglasses because I wear them all the time. Everything has a green tint because I have a red tint because I have my red sunglasses on, right? So I get to the point that I think that's what color the world is. And so the Course comes along and says, no, the world isn't red, it's blue. And you go, hell no, it's not blue. I see red everywhere. I've seen red since I was a child, and everybody I know sees red. Yeah, of course you attracted other red people. Red people attract red people, reinforce their idea of redness, and so they think everything is red. Then they hear about a blue person, and they say, oh, that's Christ, that's God, that's unbelievable, that can't happen. And so the blue people are hanging out with blue people, the red people are hanging out with red people, but they're hanging out in the same world, but they're living in two different worlds at the same time. The people walking through Denver today in love are having an entirely different experience of Denver today than the people who are walking through Denver in fear. The red people, the blue people. So like the Matrix, the red pill, the blue pill. You know, the if you saw the movie Matrix, the only thing that was kind of like ego about it to me was the fact that they made reality seem like it was hell and the dream seem like it was the cool part. You know, it was just this movie. So anyway, I'm not going to go all the way into it, but those who saw it know what I'm talking about. It's like they made reality seem like if you woke up from the dream, you was in some reality that's more horrible, even though you were awake. Just like the average person. Their dream, they have a good dream and wake up in a reality that's not as cool as the dream was they just had. But they don't realize they just woke up in another dream. The Course makes a distinction, a clear distinction between love and fear, between reality and non-reality. And it's really easy to tell the difference between reality and non-reality, but it will drive you crazy to hear the difference. In reality, there is no fear. In reality, you cannot be harmed. In reality, you cannot die. In reality, you cannot be destroyed. In reality, there is no lack, no sickness, no death. In reality, there is no guilt. So it starts out by saying that, and then it says, well, I know you don't see that, but that's the journey. The journey is to teach you how to let go of everything that keeps you from experiencing total love. And it wouldn't be any point in doing it if we were already seeing that way. So then it becomes, do I want to choose for my greatness, which is beyond fear and lack and littleness? Or do I want to continue to defend my littleness by giving constant justifications for staying in fear, separation, and guilt? Okay. The next paragraph says, is everybody clear on the Holy Spirit? So what I'd like to invite you to do is to hear what the Holy Spirit is, and just, if you jot it down in your book or whatever, just keep going back to it. It's love. It's your loving self. It's your loving mind. The Holy Spirit is simply the part of us that knows the truth and is in touch with God, our Creator. It's the part of us that's beyond the fear and the guilt. The Course calls that the Holy Spirit. And so the easiest way to succeed at the Course is to establish a relationship with your Holy Spirit, with your higher self. So your higher self can hold your magnitude clean of all littleness, clearly in perfect safety in your mind, untouched by every little gift the world of littleness could offer you. But for this, for what? For the Holy Spirit to keep you aware of your magnitude, you cannot side against the Holy Spirit and what the Holy Spirit wills for you. What does that mean? It means decide for God through the Holy Spirit. In other words, I'm going to decide